How do I get started, brothers and girls? You're talking this big talk about we need to pray more. Okay, you got me. Jesus Christ was a prayer warrior like no one else. We get it. He went up to the mountain. He broke away. He did whatever he had to do to get the Lord's attention, to get his Father's attention, and get his Father to help him. You know, he was trying to constantly have the Father on his side, constantly in communication with the Father. How do we start? Well, like I said earlier, like we always recommend, like Pastor tells people, aim for multiple times throughout the day. Aim for multiple times throughout the day. We already went through the scriptures where it says evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry out loud. Aim for it. You miss the morning, you miss the afternoon, hopefully you get the nighttime. And if you miss all three, try it again the next day. Keep perfecting your skills, your prayer skills, amen? Just don't give up on it because God will reward you openly. He will. You know, so keep it going. He'll reward you openly. Psalms 119, 164 says this, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of the righteous judgments. I'm not asking you to do that. Not even close. But man, this guy did. He wrote it. That settles it. It's God's word. 7 times. Wow. Man, that's good. And another thing I recommend, another tip, hey, do it in the morning. As best you can, do it in the morning. Seek ye first. That's where we read Matthew 6. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. How long? Well, look, we all have different goals in life, you know. But I just try to aim for at least 5 minutes of prayer, at least 5 minutes of Bible, if I'm that bad on time, before I even start my day. That's pretty much a chapter and 5 minutes of just thanking God, praising God, confessing to God, asking God for help, and asking God for protection. Usually it's about 5 minutes. So aim for 10 minutes. And then we'll get into some other tips as well. But how do I start? It says right there in Matthew 6:33, if you can, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Some people, they walk and pray. I think that's great. Jesus did it. You know, they go out for 30 minutes. They come back for 30 minutes. They pray for an hour when they start their day. That's great. If you can do that, do it. You know, some people run and pray. You know, they jog and pray. I'm sure they're not sprinting in prayer. That'd be kind of hard. But, you know, sometimes we can jog pretty slow to the point where it's kind of like speed walking. Hey, some people do that. You know, they jog for 30 minutes, get a little bit of exercise, you know, trying to cut some weight, whatever the case may be. You know, just go for it. Do something, you know. You have to climb a mountain, climb a mountain. Or get an elliptical to wake you up. I don't know. You know, but starting out, just pray about everything. Look at this, Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Psalms 37:4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Just pour your heart out to him. Anything that's bugging you, any issues you've got going on, whatever problems are affecting you, unleash it on God, amen? Just let him have it. Lord, this is what's bothering me. Just let it all go. Tell it to the Lord, and you'll be done with it, and I'm sure you'll have the peace of God, like it says right there, and that will help you out. Tip number 4, the title of the sermon is Paid to Pray, but I'm not really talking about Matthew 6:6. Even though you will get paid, like it says, whatsoever you do in secret, God shall reward you openly. That's not really why I called the sermon Paid to Pray. Here's the bottom line. We could all, if we want to, get kind of paid to pray, in a sense. Here's what I mean by that. I was talking to somebody else, and I was just asking, hey, do you get breaks at work? Yeah, I get breaks at work. Raise your hand if you get breaks at work. Looks like the majority of people get breaks at work. Wives, come on, you can take a break too. You know, stay-at-home wives, you can take a little break here and there, you know. But here's what happened when I started working at age 13. They gave me breaks. You know, I started working at a sports camp. They gave me a 15-minute break, a 30-minute lunch, and a 15-minute break, pretty much an hour. You know, and then pretty much I just go home after an 8-hour shift. My second job was working at Safeway. I was working at Safeway. You know, not even as a cashier. I didn't have skills to do that. You know, just pushing carts. Amen. But they gave me a 15-minute break, and they gave me a 1-hour lunch and a 15-minute break. The next job after that was the military. Even in the military, they gave us breaks. During non-training days, they give us an hour lunch, right, Brother Nate? Right? We just go to the barracks and take a nap, correct? Isn't that what we usually did? No? Oh, man, that was only me? I was 18, you know. I figured, what am I doing? I'll just go home and nap. Oh, you know, and then I'll be back in formation. True or false? Even during training, they gave us breaks, did they not? Lots of breaks during training. All right, guys, take a break. We're going to eat right now. Bust out an MRE. Meal's ready to eat and start chewing on it, right? Even in combat, they gave us breaks. I'm in Iraq, we're guarding schools with bombs and ammunition and everything else, and we went 50% during the day, meaning half of the squad is on security, half of them are relaxing and eating their meals. Nighttime, we go to 75%. Midnight to 4 a.m., we're 100%, everybody's up. Even during combat, we got breaks. What am I getting at? Here's what I'm getting at. Use some of those breaks to pray and read your Bible. Amen. Just use one, you know? Use one or use two. When I worked over here at Fry's Electronics, you know, 5 minutes from here, they will give us a 10-minute break and a one-hour lunch, then a 10-minute break. And they didn't include you walking to the break room. They'd be like, hey, once you get to the break room, just integrity is an integrity game. You get 10 minutes. Once you walk to the break room, just sit down for 10 minutes, relax, because we're on our feet the whole time. You know, I was on my feet from like 7 a.m. all the way to 11 p.m. You know, so they would say, hey, just relax, do whatever you want to do, get something to eat, whatever the case may be. I just read my Bible and prayed. I'm not trying to be holier than thou, but I'm just telling you, hey, I just took the advantage because I wanted to get through the Bible so many times a year. And guess what? You have the same opportunity as well. And they paid me for that break. Now you're starting to see the message, paid to pray. Now you're getting it? Paid to pray. Some people get 15-minute breaks, true? That's like two chapters. Now I got two chapters and 5 minutes praying. Bam. Easy, easy. I don't think it'll be that difficult. Now you're like, well, Brother Girl, I don't like carrying my Bible everywhere I go. Well, get the app on your phone. I don't even own a Bible. This Bible is Pastor Anderson's Bible. I do all my Bible reading off my phone, you know? And now that the phones are getting bigger and bigger, it's a lot easier to read. My kids have these little smartphones on their wrists. None of them have, you know, SIM cards, so don't panic, all right? You know, none of them have SIM cards. But they can beef up the font. See, look at that. Look at that. They got their little watches because I was sick and tired of them leaving their tablets behind. And I'm trying to get them to read their Bible and pray every 2 hours, you know, while they're getting homeschooled. I'm like, okay, stop every 2 hours and just read for 5 minutes, pray for 5 minutes, just to get them in the habit of doing it. Because guess what? Once again, we need more prayer, not less prayer. That's just a fact. The world's getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And you know what? If you want to be like Stephen, standing strong with the face like an angel, being tough, filled with the Spirit, it wasn't just by reading his Bible, my friend. I guarantee you it was through prayer as well. The whole package, like Job, being complete, being perfect. Job knew how to pray, I guarantee you that. And the apostles were like, wow, we want to be like our Savior. You know, it's like, hey, teach us to pray. Am I doing it right? Well, let me tell you what you need to do. Praise God, thank God, ask for protection, ask for your needs, your daily bread, and forgive others. You need to be a forgiving person. It's like, man, forgiving people is hard because you don't have a habit of doing it. Imagine if you're praying 3 times a day, morning, night, and noon. Lord, forgive me for being such a wicked person. You're going to be like that guy that says, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. You're not going to be like the publican. Lord, I'm glad I'm not like this church member. Did you see that church member? You see what he's wearing? You know? Did you see that shirt he brought in? What? You know? Joe Biden, really? At our church? Somebody needs to go talk to that guy. Brother Girl, Joe Biden, really? You want to warn that guy? I mean, wake him up a little? What are you talking about? Trump is just as bad. You know, some people say maybe less, maybe more. I don't care. He's unsafe. He's prideful. Never can answer. They're all ruining this country. Amen. That's why I don't worry about any of that. But that's what you have to do. It's just, hey, try to do your best to just read through the Bible. You know, and I use the Olive Tree app. Who knows what I'm talking about? Little green one. Has many Bible plans. Amazing Bible plans. You know, it has a 31-day Bible plan. That's intense. You know, but it also has a 1-year Bible plan where it's just 4 chapters a day. 4 chapters a day. Well, if you get up in the morning, boom, you knock out 1. You do it for your first break, you knock out 2. Do it for the lunch, you knock out 3. You do it for your last break, boom. You just knocked out your Bible reading for the day so you can get through it in a year. Well, just continue it every 2 hours. What's the hurt? What's the big hurt to continue it and do another day? Now you're going to finish it twice a year. In 10 years, that's 24 times. You're not going to be a dummy. You're not going to be easily deceived. And it's not easy to mentally enslave somebody who knows the Bible. It's very difficult. People try to say X, Y, and Z. You're like, please, that's not what the Bible says. I know the truth about the Sodomites. Amen. But all I'm trying to say is, hey, I don't think it's hard to just take one of your breaks and read the Bible. True? And I think we're going to get to heaven and realize how much time we wasted when we could have been reading our Bible. I'm included. I'm guilty. But I want to kind of end that as best I can. In my life, my kids, everybody, we all know that, hey, we can take a little bit more time. We can cut one of those breaks and use it during my lunch, whatever, you know. Just have a war plan. You'll have more success. What I do is I take out my phone. I have a little. In fact, I just got to show you guys so you see I'm not just making stuff up. So every 2 hours, I just click it, got my stopwatch, and I got my Bible. After 10 minutes, back to work. Back to work. Because after 2 hours just focusing on videos, man, it's like, oh, man, it's a mental whatever. Then when I read my Bible and I do my 10-minute break, it's like refreshes me. It refreshes me. And everybody gets a break, do we not, guys? You guys get a break? Hey, why can't I have a break too? Can I get a break, please? You know? Pastor Anderson obviously doesn't, you know, he's not our taskmaster whipping us here and there. But I do want to pray for you guys as well. You know, I do want to take a little bit of time to pray for you guys. Yeah, we're busy. He's busy. He knows what I'm talking about. We're busy. You know, he's like, how'd you get everything done? You know, I'm doing like your job. And, you know, I don't know how you did it. I don't know either, but we made it happen, right? And now that I got a good team member, we're going to get a lot more done for the Lord, for you guys. Hopefully we allow you guys to get heavily rewarded. You know, but once again, Matthew 6:6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. That's in this life and the next. Amen. In other words, you're getting paid to pray. But ladies, stay-at-home moms, come on. You guys as well. Got to do it. The kids will get you busy. You guys got to cook. I'm talking to the stay-at-home moms. You guys got to cook. You guys got to clean. You guys got to teach the kids. It's hard. Stay-at-home moms, that's a real job, believe it or not. Even when we were trying to get our house, the loan officer is like, write down your occupations. Whatever, cashier at Fry's Electronics. My wife's like unemployed. The lady, the loan officer, literally took the paperwork and says, no. You need to put stay-at-home mom. That's a real job. This is the loan officer. Scratch out unemployed and put stay-at-home mom. Remember that? Where's my wife? Can I get an amen? You know, a loan officer, unsaved, worldly loan officer said, hey, you're a stay-at-home mom. That's a real job. You need to write that down. You have a real job, not unemployed. Because my wife figured, she's not going to understand. I'll just put unemployed. She's like, oh, no. Scratch that. In fact, here's a new sheet. Please put stay-at-home mom. That is a real job. That's what she said. I'm like, well, that's what's up. So I know even the ladies are working 12, 16, 18, 20-hour days sometimes because their job is never done. You know, their job is cooking, cleaning, homeschooling, educating themselves. But you have to stop, separate yourself, and you got to read your Bible. Ladies, got to read your Bible, got to pray. It will benefit your family. It will benefit your marriage. It will benefit everybody. You know, because righteousness is salt to the nation. And how are we going to make America great again? By getting right with the Lord. That's how you really make it great. Not by voting for Trump. There, I said it. Not by voting for Trump. By you getting right with the Lord as best you can. That's how God's going to bless this nation. Not voting for him or whoever. That's how we get this nation to be exalted, by righteousness. And all God's people say, I'm glad you backed me up a little bit. I know. Politics, you shouldn't talk about it. But either or, the last tip. So quickly, my tips, really quick tips. Once again, hey, got to be careful being too sinful. Got to be careful being an unforgiving individual. Got to be careful, you know, improper husband-wife relationship. Got to be careful getting sick of listening to Pastor Anderson preach or me or whoever. Got to be careful of that because people in other nations are like, man, what I would give to go to Faithful Word Baptist Church. And then you're here like, man, brother said, girl, really? If I knew pastor was sick, I would just stay home, save some gas. Well, let's just say your prayers ain't going to get answered. That's a fact. Like, whoa, that's not a humble spirit. I'm telling you, whoever gets up here, Brother Corbin, Raymond, whoever, you know, people will give anything to be in your shoes. To know that they're going to a church that's a real, legitimate, bona fide, not these fake, you know, apostate Christianity churches all throughout Africa, all throughout Mexico, all throughout the whole world. You know, like, man, what I would give to be part of Faithful Word Baptist Church. Man, Lord, when is it going to happen? Well, it might happen in the next life for some people in other nations. And you're here and you're just like, oh, really? Brother Segura? All I got to say is be careful despising God's word, whoever's preaching it. And the tips, multiple times throughout the day, aim for three. Once again, start in the morning. Pray about, unleash on God. Pray about everything. Even if I offended you, pray that God forgives me. And if you can, hey, get paid to pray, right? Get paid to pray. Get paid to eat, get paid to pray. You know, skip it and just pray. And my last tip, do it every day. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for your word. Thank you for these people. Thank you for your faithful ones, dear Lord. We know that life ain't easy. It's very tough. The devil's going to try to destroy us. You know, but we ask you to give us the power, the peace, the patience, everything we need to get the job done and help us to be victorious, which you know we will. And Father, we ask you to just bless everyone here. Keep them safe as they go home. Help Pastor Anderson to be 100% by Wednesday. Father, we know that being sick is a terrible thing. And I pray that him and his family, you know, they're dealing with the corona right now. Loss of their smell and taste. I pray that you get that all back really soon. And that you help us to get back to normal so we continue to fight for you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.